Okay, they just closed the door. So I am Polita Paulus. I am a principal program manager on the Visual Studio client team, and I'm here to talk to you today about Apache Cordova and a little bit more specifically about some of the things we've done for both Visual Studio tooling and the Windows platform for Apache Cordova. And a little bit about my style. I like to keep this interactive, so if you have questions, don't hesitate to interrupt me with questions. It'll give me a chance to take a little water break and listen to the things that you care about and make sure I'm covering all the stuff you care about. So don't hold your questions till the end, just ask me. Also, I'm going to, for my demos, switch between Visual Studio and the command line. If that scares you, don't worry, we'll get through it together. And all my demos are going to be very simple things that we're going to use to show concepts so that you guys can build on it. I'm not a really complex demo person because I think you can kind of tend to get lost in those. So we'll do simple stuff, and of course you can take it to do more complicated stuff as we go further. We'll cover what Cordova is. How many of you already know what Cordova or PhoneGap is? A bunch of you. How many of you are already Cordova developers? Maybe 15%. So great. We're going to cover everything from what is Cordova to how to use Cordova for the Windows platform and for the iOS and Android platform. So there's a little bit of something for everybody. We'll also cover how we build those apps. And we'll do a demo, obviously. And then we'll talk about if Cordova is the right path for your app and what Microsoft's path with Cordova is. And then we'll give you resources to go and learn more. It's clear that, 7 years ago, we were in this place where the big thing was the mobile web. Everybody was building mobile websites. And those were really great because you could get to them on every device in every browser, and you could use your phone. But they had shortcomings. You couldn't use offline. You couldn't use the capabilities of the phones, the devices, very well. And it was actually quite hard to monetize a mobile app. And so mobile apps kind of became the preferable thing. You could use the capabilities of the device itself, you could do offline, and you could monetize these things by putting them in different stores and actually charging money for them. And users like the experience of being in an app a lot better than they like the experience of being in a browser. And you can see that developer or users want to use those apps, and that's even increasing further than it was just a few years ago. But building all those apps can be really expensive. And it's clear that developers who write for mobile, if you ask them what their languages are that they use, the most common language that they talk about is HTML. And if you ask them what their primary language is, the first thing that they use, HTML is right there behind Java and Objective-C. And that kind of confluence of landscape positions means that something like Apache Cordova that allows you to use HTML to write your mobile app has gained traction fairly quickly. And today we see 6% of apps in stores, specifically the Google Play Store and the iOS Store, are built using Cordova. And 14% of apps that categorize themselves as business apps, you would probably think of these as line of business apps, use Cordova to be implemented. The numbers behind the firewall of app deployments behind the firewall using Intune and other deployments like that are higher. And so with that landscape, we're going to talk about what Cordova is and how it works. Cordova allows you to have a single code base that is HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. Host that inside the native web view of the app container, and show that inside an app that is iOS, Android, and Windows specific. And it does all of this using an open source framework. And so you probably want to know how it gets to the device capabilities of each of the devices that it uses. For instance, the accelerometer, or the camera, or a barcode scanner. It uses something called a plugin API. Plugins are implemented in the native code for each of the platforms, and then they're exposed through a JavaScript API. And that JavaScript API is common. So if you're writing your HTML in JavaScript to use these plugins, you write against one JavaScript API, and you reach all of the platforms for that specific device capability. We're going to focus a bunch today on the Windows platform, but we're also going to talk about the iOS and Android platforms. How does Cordova work? We're all developers. Show me how the pieces work. When I create a Cordova project, what I have in that project is my HTML, CSS, and JavaScript, and my assets. And those are the things I highlighted in yellow, the things that are specific to the developer, that the developer wrote, brought to the game. So I might have brought some of my HTML, JavaScript, and CSS, and assets from my website. I might have written some of them just for my Cordova app. These all are pieces of what gets built into the Cordova project. And then Cordova adds platform code for those platforms that you said you'd like to support, and plugin code for the plugins that you said you'd like in your app. And then your configuration, the things that you've said that you care about. And some of that is how my plugins work, and some of that is how I'd like pieces that are platform specific to work. So there are some settings that are particular to iOS, and those will go in that configuration. When I build that Cordova project, what I get are projects that are specific to each of the platforms. For Windows, I get a Visual Studio project with that HTML, CSS, JavaScript, and assets that are mine. And then the Windows-specific runtime and plugin code, and the Windows-specific configuration. That's going to look like an AppX manifest for Windows. In iOS, I end up with an Xcode project with, again, that same HTML, CSS, and JavaScript, and all of my assets. And then the iOS-specific platform plugin and configuration. And again, with Android, same thing. And then when we build these, we end up with a native Windows app, a native iOS app, and a native Android app that builds just straight into what you would expect to be an app. And then you can take each of these applications and submit them to their respective stores. Let's talk a little bit more about how the Windows platform works, because presumably you guys are, at least some of you, are Windows developers. Our Cordova Windows platform has been on a journey. I think of phase zero as the place that our platform was before about last summer. We had a plethora of pieces of our Cordova platform. There was the Windows 8 platform, and that was largely what people were using, and it targeted Windows 8 devices, so tablets and desktops, for WWA, so what we called a modern app at the time. There was also a Windows 7 platform that was no longer maintained, and everybody was kind of discouraged from using it. There was a Windows Phone 7.5 platform that was deprecated, and Windows Phone 8 was the popular in-market Windows Phone operating system, and that was really the platform that was very popular, that most people were targeting for Cordova. And that created a Silverlight app with a web view. Starting in summer of 2014, we did a bunch of work with the Cordova open source community to create the Windows platform. The Windows platform targeted Windows 8.1 and Windows Phone 8.1. Windows Phone and Windows 8.1 had a united model around WWA, and that allowed us to really unite the Cordova model as well. And it would create a WWA in local context, and you could have all of your code kind of hosted in one place, and it would create actually two binaries, because there was still a Windows Phone store and a Windows store. But logically, you kind of thought of them as one thing, because you had one project you were working on. Windows Phone 8 was still the version of Windows Phone that was in market, and so it's still a very popular platform to target. So that continues to exist. And the next phase, what I think of as phase two, is after Windows 10 is finished in RTMs, which is, you know, fairly soon, we start the phase of Windows Universal Windows platform. And there's a single platform called Windows that can target those UWP apps and have a true single binary that will target tablet, desktop, phone, Xbox, Surface Hub, all of the great other devices and the breadth of Universal Windows devices. Because Windows Phone 8 is still in market, that platform continues to exist. And in accordance with how the Cordova community works, until that that platform has reached a very low usage, that will continue to be maintained. And then when it's very low usage, we will deprecate it with, you know, lots of 6 months of warning to the community, and then we encourage everybody to move over. We can, with the Windows platform, target either WWA in local context or in remote context for Windows 10. And the differences between those two are in the security context. I'm not going to go deeply into the security context differences in those. Suffice to say that we think remote mode is probably the right thing for your Cordova app, but there are times when local mode might be the right thing, and so we've exposed that easily through the configuration for Cordova, and you can switch that. Inline script is one difference. Inline script works only in local mode and not in remote mode. So if you're an inline script advocate, you might want to switch. And we have been working hard with the community to get Windows 10's Cordova platform ready to go. And it's now available for public usage on the Apache Cordova site as of about a day and a half ago. We'll use it today, and you'll see how you can use it in your app starting today. And then as Windows 10 RTMs, we will take contributions, work with the community, and then it'll be rolled into the official Windows platform for Cordova. The Cordova Windows 10 platform has several differences between it and the previous Windows platform support and other Cordova platforms like iOS and Android. One is part of the Windows 10 platform design is that you can access WinRT from JavaScript. This makes it really easy to write platform-specific code for your Cordova app, or if you are an author that wants to write new plugins, you can write them really easily using JavaScript. Or if you really like C++ and C#, you can write it in C++ and C#. Anything you can write a WinRT component in, you can write a plugin for Cordova in. So easier to write those than it is for iOS and for Android. Part of WWA's set of enhancements in Windows 10 is the supported the hosted content model. This means if part of your app, say a page or two of your app, is on your website, it's part of your mobile website, and you really just want to point out there and tell your app, just go get that page and make that part of my app because I don't want to update it all the time and resubmit it to the store, you can use the supported hosted content model directly within your Cordova app. Embedded Cordova is a pattern that allows islands of Cordova. So imagine instead of a single web view within your app, you have several little islands of web views, each pointing to different parts of your Cordova app. You can do this on Windows because of a change in the security in WinRT model, and it can be very powerful. Amazon, for instance, is using this within their mobile app. And if you guys use WWA in Windows 8 or Windows 8.1, you may be familiar with some of the security restrictions around safe HTML that kept you from using Angular and Bootstrap and some of the other frameworks well. That is no longer an issue. We got rid of safe HTML, and now you can use all of the libraries you love within your Windows HTML app. So that's a pretty big thing for Windows, and will make your lives easier writing HTML apps, either through Cordova or natively for Windows. As we are working with the community to build the Windows platform for Cordova, we're also working to ensure that the top 25 plugins have great support for the Windows platform. We are mostly there, but we are working through bugs and issues with the new platform, and each day we're getting kind of closer and closer to filling out that matrix of all green for the top 25. So you can kind of watch us work in open source and get closer and closer. If you choose to use WinJS, WinJS in the last 6 months went open source and then released WinJS 4.0 that's designed for web use for mobile devices. And you can choose to use WinJS to build a great mobile interface. You can choose not to, too. It's a fully optional framework. It offers for Windows devices great touch and keyboard support. One of the shortcomings of some of the UI libraries is that they don't have good keyboard support. And WinJS kind of natively built this into their design to have great keyboard support. So that's an option. And WinJS works really well with Angular and Bootstrap and some of your other favorite frameworks. So how do I build a Cordova app? Fantastic question. My team, the Visual Studio team, about a year ago started on a journey of building tools within Visual Studio to build Cordova applications. And I think we did our first release right about a year ago as an extension to Visual Studio 2013. In Visual Studio 2015, we are now in Box, and we are just an option you can check as you install. And we're actually super excited about the work that we've done for Visual Studio Cordova. You can use Visual Studio to create, code, debug, all the things that you would expect from Visual Studio on your Cordova app. IntelliSense, we've got that. Plugins are directly supported in the configuration designer. You can publish, you can debug. All of the kinds of things that you would expect from Visual Studio, we support for Cordova applications. And of course, not just for Windows, for iOS and for Android. Now you may be asking, iOS, Visual Studio runs on Windows. How are you going to do that? iOS applications can only be built on Macs for both technical and legal reasons. So while we can build Android apps for iOS apps, what we have is a remote build agent. You have your Mac on a part of your network that runs a remote build agent. We can build and debug on that machine. So Visual Studio gives you all the things you need to get started. And this might not sound like a big thing, but when you start doing Cordova development and you look at all of the pieces of open source that you need to do that, it can be incredibly overwhelming. The screenshot I took, I couldn't get enough of them in to get even halfway down the list of all of the open source tools that you need to get started on Cordova development. You can see I got to the emulator for Android, so not even halfway through the alphabet. These pieces, Apache, Ant, Git, Ripple, come from the community. but you need them all. And getting them all on your machine with the right versions that work together, that aren't broken, that don't have security issues, is huge. It's a really big issue. One of the things that Visual Studio does is brings them all down for you in one single install, and then we maintain them for you. If, for instance, Git has a security issue like it did 2 months ago, we push down to your machine the next time you open your project a new version of Git that we've verified with this stack of tools. If something gets uninstalled and the tool chain isn't going to work anymore, we check before our next build, and we reinstall the pieces that you need to make sure that your build is going to work. So we do that not just when you install, but on an ongoing basis when you build. And that that live stream of checking your dependencies is one of our big value props for Visual Studio that we think we can help you with. And of course, as part of the Cordova community, we're contributing everything that we do in open source back to that community to make it better for all targets, not just for our Visual Studio developers. Because as part of an open source community, that's what you do. You help each other, and when you fix something, you send a pull request back to that community. We have 5 or 7 contributors to Cordova on the team, and then we contribute back to other projects. You can see some of the examples of things that we've already contributed. I'm not going to read them all, but significant things that we've spent a lot of time making sure work well, not just for our tools, but for our competitors' tools, for people who don't want a tool set, they want to just pull the pieces together themselves. And of course, for anything for Windows that we can do to make Windows development work more smoothly with Apache Cordova, we ensure that we're doing the right things for the community and contributing those back. Great. So show me. Let's see what it looks like. As I switch over, if anybody has questions, it's a little hard for me to see out. Yeah, can you go to a microphone so we can capture it? I'm not sure. Ask loud and I'll repeat. Yeah, absolutely. The question is, what versions of Visual Studio have these tools? Visual Studio Community Edition does have Apache Cordova tools. It is a full version of Visual Studio, so they will be right there in the install, and you can check them and use them. Visual Studio Code today does not have support for Apache Cordova development. In the future, we'll see. But Visual Studio Code is a pretty new project, and so we're kind of doing, working up the stack for that. Cool. All right, so let's give it a spin. I have Visual Studio, and this is installed on last week's build of Win 10 that you guys can all download today. And we're going to create a new project, just as you would think we would, using Visual Studio's new project template. We'll call this location app. I'm going to build a really simple location app using our geolocation module inside this laptop. And you may say, geolocation, big deal. You can kind of do that in HTML5. It's a fair point. You can. I'm going to be using the Cordova plugin for it. I could have used another plugin. This one was very simple, and I knew you guys could follow it. As we think about Cordova's set of plugins that we would think of as core, like geolocation, like camera and webcam, those APIs serve as a model for what should move from Cordova into HTML5. And so we try to design those APIs in a way that they can move smoothly from Cordova to HTML5, often with no API changes. And that has already happened for geolocation and for some of the other APIs like camera. The plugins continue to exist. And so for some amount of time, you kind of have both. But we'll build a simple location app using the geolocation plugin. And I'm going to use Angular for this app. But before we get to coding, because our new Windows platform uses a new version of the Cordova command line interface, I'm going to ask for the new version of the Cordova command line interface. And then to ensure I have it, I build. And what Visual Studio does is says, oh, you asked for Cordova command line interface 5.0.0. I'm going to check your machine, make sure that you have it, download it if you don't, and then build. Great. We now have it. And I'm going to switch over to the command line. And let's add a few things to the project. The first is that we're going to add the platform for Windows, the new platform. So we'll do that using Cordova platform add Windows. In the future, all you will need to do is Cordova platform add Windows. And further, you'll actually be able to do this from Visual Studio. Because our platform for Windows is changing, and it's not accepted into the mainline branch yet until it's done, we need to point it to the right repo for the Windows platform in its prototype. So I'm going to give it an address. Cordova platform add window at https. Thank you. Oops. Let's try this again. Okay, did I spell it all right? I think so. What this is going to do is it's going to go out to where this platform lives and pull it down using NPM and add it to my project. Fantastic. It's always good when you have internet access for your demos. And now because I want to use Angular in my app, let's go and add Angular as well. We're going to go into where my source code for this project is, and we'll look at this in more depth later. But we're going to NPM install Angular. Great. NPM put that into our project. Let's take a look at what we have in Solution Explorer in this project. What we have on the right side here is all the files that make up my Cordova project. We talked about configuration. We already looked at the configuration manager once. We'll use it again. This is where I manage all the things for each of my platforms, plus the platform agnostic settings. The code for my app is right here in www. And index.html is the HTML home landing page for my app. And then in scripts, I have my JS file. And let's go into index.html. We'll add a little bit of code. I need to reference my Angular app, Angular source code. So we'll add a reference to scripts node modules. We'll pull out some of the default text. And I'm going to add a little bit of HTML. So that you all don't have to watch me type. I'm horrible at talking and typing at the same time. Inside this div, what we have is very simple UI with a button that says, go get my location, and a div that says, my location is lat long. What we're pointing to is an Angular controller. You can see the ng controller directive. And now I need to go write that Angular controller. I'll open up my index file. And because I'm using Angular, I'm going to pass into my function window.angular. If you haven't seen this code before, don't worry. It's fairly simple. Once we get that Angular object, we need to use it. And now we need our directive, or our controller, rather. I'm sorry? Yeah. Let's see. What's the shortcut for zooming? Control plus? I don't have a wheel. Yes, thank you. Let's try 150. A little better? Great. Okay, what I pasted in here is a very simple controller that goes and gets location, calls that getLocation method that we called in our HTML, and it uses navigator.geolocation.getCurrentPosition. This is the plugin for geolocation, and as if you've used HTML, you'll notice that it looks a lot like the APIs for camera, for other types of device capabilities for HTML5. As I mentioned, that's by design. And then I'm going to pass into getCurrentPosition the method for onLocationFound. That's my async callback when the location is found. I can grab my lat and long, put it into my scope. That goes back into my HTML. So because we're using this, this geolocation plugin, we need to add it to our project. I'm going to bring up the config designer and go to plugins. One of the things that Visual Studio does is it provides a list of the plugins that we've tested and know work together well. And you can see that these plugins are all the core plugins. And straight from here, you can add them to your project. I am going to go to geolocation and add that plugin to my project. And we can see it pop up in plugins, geolocation right there. And now we can actually run and build this thing. Let's switch to Windows Any CPU, and we'll run it on the local machine. And what you see is a universal Windows app, like you would kind of expect. It's resizable. It's got that drawer control instead of the charms thing. And when I click Find My Location, I get asked by the Windows security system, do I want to let this app access my geolocation in my app, as you would with any other app that's native to Windows? And I can say yes, and then it'll asynchronously come back with my location, hopefully. There we go. It's on the Wi-Fi, and sometimes the Wi-Fi is slow to give me back a location. And because this is running locally, through Visual Studio, I can actually do all of the debugging kinds of things that you would expect. So I can actually come into body and I can say, let's give body a new inline style of back color. And we'll give it, background color, let's say orange. And it changes dynamically for me. And so this is pretty powerful. I can debug this right here without going out to the device. Or if I have a device tethered, I can actually debug to my device that's tethered. And you're thinking, well, Windows, of course you can. We can also run this as a Ripple, built for Android app using the Ripple emulator. And the Ripple emulator comes up in Chrome and emulates, as you guys might guess, the Android environment. That's a benign exception. We'll go past it. And then I can find my location. And again, I can debug and change background color, for instance. So this is pretty powerful. I can change the Chrome around it, and it'll change the resolution and the dimensions and things like that. And so I can do most of my development straight from Visual Studio without ever having to kind of leave the nice, comforting environment that allows Visual Studio developers to be pretty productive using IntelliSense and the debugger. However, a lot of my final mile stuff is going to have to be on the device, because you guys have probably a set of devices that you care about a lot. And so we can also tether and do these same kinds of things. So let's shut this down. And let's take a little bit deeper look into what it is that we've created. Let's go back into the command line and look at the platforms that we added. And we see Android and Windows any CPU. And we can actually add here Cordova platform add iOS, for instance. Just like we added Windows, we're now getting an iOS folder on platforms. And we can see it pop up here. I'll show you a little trick I really like. I use show all files in the Solution Explorer to see everything in the platforms directory. Now we see all those platforms. If we expand Windows, we see a bunch of JS project files. Those JS project files are for the platforms that we're building for. And Cordova app.windows10.jsproject is how we build the Windows 10 app. As you guys might guess, if we expand out the iOS project, what we get is an Xcode project. You can take this project from right here and actually build it using Xcode on your Mac, which is how we run the remote build agent for iOS. So let's open it up now. I'm going to close this down. We'll go into Platforms, Windows, and we'll start. The Windows 10 JS project. As a developer, you should never need to do this. I'm just showing you what it is we build so that you guys have a better understanding of how we create our Cordova apps and kind of all the pieces that go into it. But you will never need to worry about the project file for your Windows Cordova app. But it's fun to look around. So now, instead of what we put into config.xml, your settings are in the app manifest. We added geolocation. So we have a device capability for location that came in when we added the plugin for geolocation. And we use WinJS for a little bit of our initialization code. Under www is our index.html that we wrote. And just to prove to you, this is actually a project that you could do anything you want with, just like any other Windows project. We can actually deploy this to a device. And I have here, I'll switch it over in just a minute, but I'll unlock it. I have here an engineering device for a Windows 10 phone. We'll deploy to the device and all cross our fingers. It takes a minute for these engineering devices to kind of wake up. You won't need to deploy from the Windows project. You will be able to do this from the Cordova project. Let's try one more time. I'm just showing you that this model has the power to let you actually take control of that generated project. But of course, you're going to want to stay in your Cordova project. Well, let's see if that actually wakes up. We'll give this one more try and then we'll kind of move on. Yay, so our app came up. I can click Find My Location, and again, Windows asks me, am I going to let this app actually access my location? I'll say yes, and in a minute, it'll come up with my location. And we're running a little bit low on time, so I won't use a debugger. But I could go in again and change the background color of this app as it's running directly from Visual Studio. So great. Let's switch back. Now let's talk about what you guys need to be able to do development using Visual Studio in Windows. Windows 10 Developer Preview is what was released yesterday. And if you're going to develop for Windows 10, need Windows 10. And the Visual Studio 2015 RC is also public. Our RC is has all the latest and greatest bits for Cordova development. You can choose to do Cordova development also on Visual Studio 2013 and download the extension. Either way. The Windows 10 Cordova platform repo, The question is it an RC of the Visual Studio Cordova tools on 2013, on Visual Studio 2013? No, that is, I believe that has RTM, right? Visual Studio 2013 Cordova tools. Yeah. It's RTM, yeah. It's fully supported. If you're going to use the new Windows, go ahead. They do. Actually, let's... So his question is, do my HTML and JavaScript files get bundled with the application? They do. They become part of the application that is built into the web view that you deploy and then you submit to the Apple Store. If you change your JavaScript code or your HTML code, you rebuild your app and then you resubmit it to the store. There is an emerging pattern of being able to use hosted content. What I think you're kind of getting at is, I want to be able to change my code without resubmitting, to the store. And that's the hosted app content model. The Cordova community is building patterns around this. And we are working on ways to support it well in the Visual Studio Apache Cordova tool set. So yes, you can do this today. It's a little bit more work, but it's pretty cool that you can kind of dynamically update your app that's running. Sorry, it's really hard with the lights to see. So he's holding up a tablet. I think it's an Android tablet, but I can't tell. Oh, okay. Would you tether this? Yes. The best way to do that is to connect the device, typically via a USB cable, and then you can deploy to the device, and you can debug directly on the device, and you can change things as, you know, edit and continue essentially as they're running, and see how it renders on that device. You also have the option of using an emulator to run completely on the local machine to kind of save you that time of tethering your device and going back and forth. Yes? Is there a way to target crosswalk? Crosswalk is... One of the problems with HTML is that HTML is rendered on a variety of different rendering engines, and those rendering engines render things differently. Crosswalk is a model that takes WebKit and packages it up as part of your app, and then uses just the Crosswalk HTML rendering engine, and so you know across all platforms that it's rendering exactly the same. He's asking if there's tooling in Visual Studio for Crosswalk. There isn't specific tooling in Visual Studio for Crosswalk, but you can take your Crosswalk platform pieces and use them inside an app just as you would in any other app and use it in Visual Studio tools. Through the CLI, through Visual Studio as well. I think you're asking two questions. One is, how do we manage dependencies on an ongoing basis? Where do they end up in the file system? They end up in the file system where those tools want to be installed to. I think right now they all go by default into the Visual Studio path that you've chosen. So when you install, you pick a Visual Studio drive that it gets installed to. Yeah, so we test all these and make sure that we're not running into file length path issues. We do know that path issues can be an issue. For what we install right now, we haven't had issues that have percolated down to users. We are working on a CLI to make sure that our command line interface is really good, and that's kind of part of what we're considering. We should talk specifically about all of the pathing issues that you have questions on, and we can address all of those. Cool. So you'll go to the Apache repo for the in-progress platform prototypes that we have for Windows. And then we just published today a blog on the Visual Studio blog with the step-by-step on how to use this. So you can go and try it out for yourself. So now that you've seen all about Cordova, the next natural question is, when do I use Cordova? I have this decision between building a Cordova app and building native apps. When do I do one or the other? If you want to build an app and use your web skills, your developers that really love HTML and all of your assets from the web, Cordova may make a lot of sense for you. If you want that one code base advantage across all of your devices and you're targeting at least two platforms, maybe three platforms, Cordova starts to give you wins. And if you have JavaScript libraries like Angular, like Bootstrap, that you have a bunch of invested knowledge in and you really want to use those, it's going to be hard to use those from a native app. So Cordova gives you that ability to use them. If you have apps that are gaming apps, for instance, where performance is the first concern for your app, the higher you move up the stack for any set of frameworks, the more performance is going to bog you down. This is true of Cordova. It's true of HTML in general. It's true of any high-level stack. So if you're thinking, you know, I really need every last processor cycle, Cordova might not be the right choice for your app. But for a ton of apps that are kind of anything from casual gaming to line of business apps, where performance is not your first concern, but maybe something a little bit farther down the line, Cordova is something you would want to consider. If you want apps that do different things and act differently and look differently across different platforms, Cordova obviously is not what you want to do, because you don't want that single code base. You want your iOS app to behave differently from your Android app. So you would probably write native iOS apps and native Android apps. If you super duper love Java and Objective-C and DirectX, then you probably want to write in those. So go ahead and write native apps. And if you find yourself saying, well, actually what I love is XAML and C Sharp, I would encourage you to take a look at Xamarin, because Xamarin allows you to do cross-platform apps using C Sharp and XAML with a lot of the benefits of Cordova with a different programming language. And if you really, really have deep integration with the platform, things like the DirectX rendering pipeline, if you're doing shaders, for instance, Cordova is probably not the way you're going to want to go. You need to talk directly to the operating system, so you're going to need to go native. Are you guys really serious about Cordova? You're Microsoft. Why do you care? Well, we want developers to have the very best experience both in Visual Studio, but also for Windows. We know that people want to build Cordova apps, and so we want them to be great on Windows, and we want all developers to come to Visual Studio. And so Visual Studio has been investing in this for a year and a half. We've been working really closely with the OSG team, and the OSG team has been investing in Cordova for longer. They were very closely tied to the original Windows 8 and Windows platforms and have been great partners for Visual Studio in doing all the things we want to do to make the Cordova platform for Windows even better. We are working on future investments for Visual Studio, things like improved command line interfaces and interop with other command lines for Cordova, an improved build path for iOS, and more app services for things like O365 and App Insights. Many of these you can do today. We want to make them even smoother for you to be able to build. And things that Windows have done over the last year or so within Windows 10 to make the Cordova platform even better, the hosted app content model that we talked about, where you can kind of dynamically update your content, is something that we worked really hard in partnership with OSG on. And then the embedded web view support, so that in multiple web views you can actually access WinRT, was a big thing for OSG. And they really did it so that we could do the Cordova app model well. We redesigned the security model so that things like safe HTML are no longer an issue for developers. And then they also are contributing their code back to OSS, just as Visual Studio is. We are really excited to have Salesforce as a partner building on top of the Windows 10 platform today. You guys probably saw in the keynote that Salesforce is building Salesforce One as a native app for Windows 10. Some of their Cordova investments allow their Salesforce SDK to run across Windows 10 and Android and iOS using Cordova. And they've been great partners in helping us ferret out some of the issues and being just general early adopters. One of the things we hear a lot is that building your UI for cross-platform is difficult. There are libraries out there that help bridge this specifically for Cordova applications. And on the right, you see Onsen UI, and on the left, you see Ionic. Both of those libraries have created templates for new projects that you can get within the Visual Studio Gallery today to help you get started using those controls that render in a platform-specific way on each of the apps, on each of the platforms. So that drawer control, for instance, that you see on the right in the iOS simulator is a very popular pattern that is meant to look like the iOS pattern and will render a little bit differently on Android, similarly for Ionic. So I would encourage you, if you want to use those libraries, to use the Visual Studio templates in the gallery. More resources. The Apache Cordova website has a ton of documentation on how Cordova works. And the Visual Studio Cordova site has a lot of documentation on how you can use it within Visual Studio. Our blog for Visual Studio has close to weekly updates on things that we're doing with Cordova tooling and is a great resource for how-tos and news. Windows 10 Dev Center for anything that is Windows-specific development information is where you still go. You guys have probably been to Windows 10 Dev Center before. Learn Cordova YouTube videos is something. We have a series of 7 videos on YouTube that'll help you put together a Cordova app on Visual Studio. Sessions at Build. Yes, I know Wednesday at 11:30 is come and gone, but if you guys go online, all of the sessions are going to be online. And one of my colleagues did an overview of different types of mobile development across platforms. So it included Xamarin and C++ as well. Tomorrow, my colleague Ryan is doing a talk specifically on the performance of Cordova apps, showing a lot of numbers and a lot of research that we've done on how Cordova apps perform across platforms. I would encourage you to check that out because it's a really great talk. And you can always come and find me at the languages booth. I'm at the languages booth because I'm also a TypeScript person. So come and find me and ask me stuff. And that's it. If you guys have questions, I'd love to hear them. And of course, evaluate me. We don't have a ton of time. Thanks, everybody. I know it's late, so enjoy the party.